This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy days to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we thank you for another day. We worship you today in spirit and in truth. Lord, we draw close to you. We pray you draw close to us. Watch out over us today. Speak to us right now through your Word. Equip us, strengthen us, teach us, and send us out into your mission field. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, this is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is the place where you're going to hear the truth. Why? Because we're in the Word of God, and every word of God is truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Pontius Pilate, I have come to bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. We know where God speaks. He speaks through His Word. This is where we know, not through someone who calls himself a prophet or an apostle or some other claim to speak for God. We have the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We go to the Word of God is where God is guaranteed to speak, where you don't have to wonder where it came from. And that is to be in the Word of God, and the Word of God is truth. Again, John 17:17, Jesus said, praying to his heavenly Father, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. That's where we're in. That's what we do in this program. We let God speak through His Word. I try to step out of the way and see where the Lord is going to lead us each and every day. Now, today, we're in a study in the book of Revelation and have been and will be for the next year, the way this is going, but we're not in a hurry. We're looking at in the chapter 2, and we're looking at the letter to the church at Pergamos. We left off here in our last program, looking at the Lord Jesus called himself. He says, these things are thus says he that has the sharp two-edged sword. Now that actually was 2 days ago. We looked at that when we looked at the sharp two-edged sword is the word that comes out of his mouth. It's always been the word that comes out of his mouth. From saying to the wind and the waves, peace be still, to saying to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. To saying, little girl, I say to you, arise, or Talitha Kumi, arise, will be the same power over life and death, and the same power over creation will be the same thing that he says when he comes back. And that's going to be drop dead to all those who spit in his eye, to all those who hate Jesus Christ. He's coming back again, as it says in 2 Corinthians, he's coming back to inflict vengeance on all those who don't know God and on all those who don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we looked at 2 days ago. Yesterday, we looked at the Lord saying, it's my faith. We looked at verse 13, you did not deny, or you hold fast to my name, and did not deny my faith. Now, as much as the name is his, as he says, you did not deny my name, and you did not deny my faith. You can't separate the two. You can't say, well, the name is his, but the faith is yours. You can't do that, friend. I'm here to tell you today that even the faith is not your own. As much as the name is his, the faith is his as well. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So now here today, we're moving on one more verse to verse 14 now. And we're going to look today at the Lord's correction of this church in Pergamos. Again, let's pick it up here from verse 13. He says, I know your works and where you live, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith. In the days in which Antipas was my faithful witness, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. Now history has it that Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle. Can you imagine that? Dying that way. Let me ask a question, by the way, while we're at it. Would you be that cool? Could you be that cool? I'm starting to even wonder about myself. You know, sometimes I think I really need work. I don't know if I could be that cool. This verse has been on my heart this morning. I didn't know how we were going to end up here, but looks like we are going to end up here. And that's John chapter 12, verse 25, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, he that loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Again, he who loves his life will lose it. You know, sometimes, let's just make an honest confession to you. Sometimes I love my life. How about you? Do you find yourself loving your life? And yet Jesus says, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. That is, let's you and I be like this Antipas here. We're not worried about our life. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, for our momentary light affliction is working out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why, we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I've got some work to do on this. I don't know about you. I think we all do, really. We need some work on hating our life. Now, you all know to take me in perspective on that. And that is, he's making a statement, you know, to compare things. Like we, when he says, unless if you hate your father and mother and hate your own family, you've got no part of me. What he meant by that is your love for me should dwarf your love for anything and everything else, is what Jesus meant by that. Likewise, unless if you hate your life, if you love your life, you're going to lose it. If you hate your life in this world, you'll keep it. In other words, don't worry about what's going to happen to you. Now, that's lost a little bit in this country, perhaps. But this program, this podcast is downloaded all over the world. I know there's other brothers out there hearing this that can relate to what I'm saying here. He who loves his life in this world will lose it. But he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. Again, let me say, for our momentary light affliction is working out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Let's you and I make it our aim today to hate this life. So to speak, you know what I mean. Let's love Jesus more. Let's trust and wait and anticipate eternal life more than this life here, which is but a vapor, here today and gone tomorrow. All flesh is as grass, Isaiah and Peter said. Now let's move on here to verse 14. He says, but I've got a few things against you, because you have there some that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, both to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Okay, what does he mean by that? Well, if you go back to the Old Testament, back to Numbers, I don't have the exact, Numbers chapters 24, Numbers chapter 31. If you remember the story of the talking donkey, well, Balaam was riding that donkey, and the angel of the Lord got in the donkey's way, and the donkey wouldn't go forward and lay down. If you remember that from the Old Testament, Balaam was someone that this king, the king's name was Balak, he hired him to curse Israel, and he wouldn't do it. He said, I can only do what God leads me to do. Don't understand it, how a pagan prophet could hear from God like that, but he did nevertheless. Now, since he wouldn't curse Israel, and since he wanted the money, he came up with another way to lead the children of Israel astray. And what was that? Well, he led them to marry outside of the family of God. He led the Jews, he influenced the Jews to marry someone that was a non-Jew. And ultimately, the same thing happens to you today. You know that? How's that? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, where Paul says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? What part has a believer with an unbeliever?" Listen to what he says to you. What part has a believer with an unbeliever? You see, Satan does the same things to us today as what's happened here to this church. Maybe he can't get you to curse God and die, like Job's wife said. Maybe he can't get you to blaspheme God. Maybe he can't get you to sin just directly flat out in the open against God. However, maybe your business partner is an unbeliever. Maybe you're considering getting married to an atheist. You see, this is Satan's quiet, his backdoor method of sneaking in through the back door to entice you to sin and fall away from the faith. Same thing happened to Solomon, wisest man who ever lived. Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. Then it says, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn your hearts away after their gods." And Solomon clung to these in love. That's 1 Kings chapter 11. You see, this is what he does. This is what Satan will do to get you and I off track, is to cause us to be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Has that been happening to you? Have you noticed that? Are you unequally yoked together with an unbeliever, perhaps in business? I just want to remind you today, friend, not to be ignorant of the devil or his devices. That's the word of God to you today from WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.